For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When an aging parent develops memory loss or other signs that might be early Alzheimer's disease, how does that affect their ability to manage their self-care tasks, such as activities of daily living and instrumental activities of daily living? Stay tuned to find out. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Helping Older Parents with Memory Loss, a video podcast series that gives you strategies and information about assisting aging parents who are experiencing memory or thinking problems. I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Kernison, board-certified geriatrician and the founder of Better Health While Aging, and also of the Helping Older Parents online programs. In this episode, I'm going to talk more about something that is really relevant if you're trying to figure out whether your aging parent needs more help or can keep living at home, which is this: how does memory loss usually affect an older person's ability to manage their activities of daily living, ADLs, and instrumental activities of daily living, IADLs? Now, in the previous episode, I explained what are ADLs and IADLs and why they are so useful and important to assess when it comes to aging adults. So if you haven't seen that video, check it out. I'll post the link below. But briefly, ADLs are the basic self-care skills we learn in early childhood: walking, feeding yourself, dressing yourself, grooming, toileting, and bathing. And then IADLs are the more mentally advanced self-care skills we usually learn as teenagers, such as managing finances, grocery shopping and meal preparation, driving, home maintenance, medication management, and so forth. Now, most normal, healthy adults are able to manage all their ADLs and IADLs independently. But as we age, or if we get sick or injured, or if we develop certain types of chronic conditions, we can start to have difficulty completing certain types of activities on our own. In geriatrics, we refer to this as functional impairments or functional decline. And it's something we really pay attention to, because when older adults start to experience functional decline, that threatens their independence and ability to participate in life. So we want to spot functional declines, figure out why they are happening, and reverse them when we can. And if they can't be completely reversed, we want to at least find ways to help the older person compensate. So for instance, if somebody can't drive well anymore, we want to find other ways to help them get to where they need to go and want to go. Or if they're having trouble walking, we might consider a mobility device. In the rest of this video, I'll cover the most common ways that I see ADLs and IADLs affected by memory loss, thinking problems, or early Alzheimer's disease. This way, you'll know what to look out for when it comes to your own aging parent with memory loss. Now, in a different previous episode, I explained that the difference between mild cognitive impairment and being diagnosed with a dementia, such as Alzheimer's dementia, partly hinges on whether or not the memory problems or thinking problems are bad enough to interfere with independence in daily life tasks, basically independence with ADLs or IADLs. So these changes I'll be describing could reflect early Alzheimer's or another form of dementia if you're noticing them in your parent. However, if you are noticing these problems, keep in mind that you can't diagnose somebody with Alzheimer's or another type of dementia just because they're having these problems. And that's because there are many things that can cause memory or thinking problems in older adults. That's something I covered in a different episode on common causes of memory loss. Now, when it comes to memory loss and other forms of early dementia, such as early Alzheimer's disease, it's usually the IADLs that are affected first. So we'll start there. How do IADLs change in early Alzheimer's? So as I explained in more depth in the previous video, IADLs are skills we usually learn as teenagers, and most of them require some combination of organization, memory, and execution. This means that most of them can be affected by early dementia. Here are the most common ways that I see people with memory loss have trouble with their IADLs. Let's start with finances. Finances are often affected very early on. Common early problems include things like unopened or unpaid bills, trouble making change, or uncharacteristic financial transactions, such as spending larger amounts than usual. Another IADL that is often affected early on is driving and transportation. Common problems I see here include getting lost while driving, having difficulty at intersections, having trouble with parking, getting an increased number of traffic tickets or parking tickets, and difficulty managing public transportation. Let's now talk about shopping and meal preparation. So common problems that occur in memory loss might include lack of enough food or supplies in the house. This might be because the person is forgetting to go to the store, or when they go, they might not get everything that they actually need. We also often notice difficulty organizing and motivating to prepare meals. You might notice burning food or leaving the stove on, or perhaps your parent is misusing other kitchen appliances. We also sometimes notice that a person seems to be overspending online or at the store. Now, how about house cleaning and home maintenance? Common problems here include the kitchen or house appearing messier or dirtier than usual, especially if it's a change compared to the way things used to be maintained. Families also sometimes find that the older person has started to stash items in odd places. Or if there's a yard, you might notice that it's becoming increasingly unkempt. Let's move on now to managing communication, such as phone and mail. Common problems you might notice would be unopened mail piling up, or perhaps the older person having difficulty contacting the right person for a given circumstance. You might notice that they're having increased trouble with their mobile phone or smartphone or computer, or perhaps you're noticing that they're forgetting to charge their devices. Last but not least, I want to touch on managing medications. Now, this IADL definitely gets affected by memory loss. That said, we also know that many cognitively normal older adults struggle with medications because they are often hard to take correctly, especially when people are on multiple medications, which many aging adults are. So I think this is the IADL where it can be a little harder to tell if a person is having abnormal levels of difficulty or not. But obviously, people with memory loss certainly struggle even more with their medications. Common problems include forgetting to refill prescriptions, taking medications too often or too little, becoming unable to tell others what their medications are and how often they take them, and having trouble with as-needed medications, such as those prescribed to manage pain or other symptoms. In short, virtually any IADL can be affected by memory and thinking problems. And most older parents with memory loss will be struggling with at least a few of these, although sometimes families may not notice unless they visit and observe closely how their parent is managing. Let's now talk about ADLs. So again, the activities of daily living are skills we learn in early childhood, such as walking or otherwise getting around the home or outside, feeding, as in getting food from a plate into one's mouth, dressing, as in selecting appropriate clothes for the weather and occasion and putting them on correctly, grooming, which means adequately managing your personal appearance, such as your hair, your makeup, or shaving, toileting, which means getting to and from the toilet, using it appropriately, and cleaning oneself, and then bathing, which means washing one's face and body in the bath or shower. Now, when it comes to a condition such as Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia, ADLs do eventually get significantly affected by dementia, but usually it's later than the IADLs. So for instance, a person with Alzheimer's disease will eventually lose the ability to walk and talk, but that's usually only after years of symptoms. Now, that's not to say that we don't see ADL difficulties in early Alzheimer's, because we do. In particular, when people become forgetful, they often start neglecting their grooming, or they might make unusual dressing choices. There are also some people with early Alzheimer's who get visual spatial difficulties very early on, which basically means that it makes it hard for them to figure out how to orient their clothes, like which way is forward or which way is inside out, and they can have difficulty putting them on. So that's a group where we might see dressing difficulties quite early. Otherwise, the thing about ADLs in later life is that older adults can easily have impairments due to physical health changes that are common, even in people who aren't experiencing memory loss or thinking problems. So for instance, even though trouble with balance and walking and continence and bathing are all common in older adults with memory problems and are associated with early Alzheimer's disease, these are problems that are also very common in older adults who definitely do not have Alzheimer's or another form of cognitive impairment. That said, if your parent has memory loss, I would absolutely recommend that you check to see how they are doing with their ADLs. Chances are that early on, they'll need your help and support more on the IADL side of things. But if they are having any issues with ADLs, it's important to know about that too. So in short, if your parent has been having memory or thinking problems, expect that to manifest by affecting IADLs in particular. But since many older adults have ADL difficulties as well, I suggest you check for those too. Now, once you've identified where your parent is having trouble with IADLs or ADLs, you'll want to work on two things. First, you'll want to make sure that the underlying cause of the problem has been identified. This usually requires medical evaluation. Next, you'll want to think about arranging for some form of support or assistance or supervision if it seems like it'll help your parent have the best possible quality of life, safety, or well-being. Achieving these is doable, but it often requires some research and persistence to make it happen. If you'd like to learn more about how to do this and how to get around the most common challenges when it comes to helping a parent with IADLs or ADLs, I do have a free online workshop for families dealing with memory loss that covers this. The workshop has a focus on talking about safety issues in particular, but the method I teach in that workshop can be used to help your parent with any type of IADL or ADL issue that comes up in your family. So I'll post a link to that workshop in the description of this video. Otherwise, for more on how to help your aging parent with memory loss, please subscribe and stay tuned because I'll be covering more on this subject very soon. Take care and hope to see you soon in the next video.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.